True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're here on Mondays. Oh, Pete walks in.
Pete the Crab! There he is.
Didn't see him one time all summer. But Monday's back at Chickies for football season. The very first Jordan Mailata show happened at 6 tonight with Jordan, myself, and Elliot Shore Parks. And then starting next week, the Players Lounge will be back as well. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you have traded Jalen Carter straight up for Micah Parsons is the question.
Slow news there.
81.5% say no. It's not a right away no. I think it's probably a no. I just don't think it's a right away no. It's something to think about. You know, you would rather add Micah Parsons to Jalen Carter, but certainly something to think about. All right, a lot going on in the world of the Phillies. Let's get to it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Jackie Baseball.
What? Oh. Are we going to play any of that audio?
Oh, it's sitting there. You got to leave it in there.
Come on, CNN Fritz.
Oh, yeah. My God.
How about that, huh?
Did she go Jackie Baseball?
Yeah. She did. Oh, it's so funny, dude.
Classic.
So Jack was on.
That is awesome.
They asked Jack to go on CNN on Saturday to talk about the Karen.
The Philly Karen. Which feels like it happened a month ago.
Yeah.
After
and
it over the weekend.
Ike, you got to see in the video when she calls him Jackie Baseball, Jack like snickers to himself
right.
That it actually happened. He had the S-eating grin on his face when it happened. Oh,
how
my
does she
God.
Know to call you Jackie Baseball?
That's probably what she was told.
I think Ava.
Told her that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Okay.
So everyone calls me that around here, around these parts.
Okay, Jackie Baseball.
Dude,
Jack is awesome.
Was wearing the collared shirt, did his hair up nice. The only time I've ever seen Jack wearing a collared shirt is when he got married.
Right.
Yep. I've known him for 10 years.
Yeah. No, I don't wear collared shirts, but Jill was like, I mean, you should probably wear something nicer than. I was just going to wear a blank t-shirt.
Of course, no, you're going to wear a damn Phillies t-shirt is what you were going to do.
No, this is
he was going to wear a Phillies t-shirt.
Blank t-shirt.
Darren Dalton jersey?
T-shirt.
I should have thrown my Darren Dalton jersey on.
That's what I didn't want you to put on.
Come on, man.
Jackie CNN.
Yeah. What a time. What a time. Also pointless. I mean, it's like, I mean, who cares?
Well, they have those shows.
It's like, what do you want me to add to it? Like,
well, that was also that was also very funny. So these shows, they basically just have to fill time.
Yeah.
So this thing was all over the internet, and they're like, get somebody who can talk about it. There was at one point, I don't remember the exact questions, but she was like, so what do we know about this lady? And Jack's like, well, like I could see him being like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me. You're the reporter. Yeah, that was funny. It was so weird too. Like usually when you do some of these, you see the other person.
No, not the TV ones.
Yeah, I couldn't see her at all.
Ah, so you was just talking into the monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. And what annoyed me too is I always make fun of the TV thing with the delay.
Yes.
Between guests, I was right on. Like I didn't pause at all. And then I went back and watched it. It's like, there's the delay.
Yep, there's always a delay with the TV stuff.
Which I know would have driven you crazy.
Would have driven me nuts. Would have driven me nuts.
So we got a lot of Philly stuff going on. So Trey Turner and Alec Bohm both placed on the IL. So the Trey one we expected. Trey apparently is a grade one hamstring situation, which the Phillies believe is the best case scenario. They hope he's back for the playoffs. Man, if they can get him back like the last week. I can't believe there's only 3 weeks left in the season. I keep thinking there's at least six, but there's only 3 weeks left. So
20 games, right? Yeah, 20 games left.
It's crazy. So it seems like best case scenario for Trey. Doesn't seem like it's a season ender, although they are saying they hope he's back for the playoffs. So
if it is a grade one hamstring strain, he could be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, here's what you hope for. We finish second in the league.
Yep.
In the National League. And then you get that 1 week, you get that extra week of him being off as well.
The bye becomes way more important.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of talk about, like, do you really want the bye?
Yes, we do.
Now we need the bye.
Yeah.
100% need
yes,
the bye.
Yes, we do.
Rob Thompson talked about the injury a little earlier. Here's what Rob Thompson had to say.
Yeah, so we had the MRI. It's grade one. And, we expect him back by playoff time. So actually, it was better than what we'd expected.
Yeah.
And with Bohmert, he's been grinding with this left shoulder for a while now. But fighting through it's probably been, a week, 10 days.
Tough guy.
And he could feel it every once in a while on a swing, and yesterday he felt it on every swing. So we decided to shut this thing down. We expect him to be back in 10 days.
What happened to it? Was it just
overuse? I think so, yeah. I don't think there was any one thing that he did that affected this or started. I think it's just from swinging.
So, I mean, he said we expect Trey Turner back for the playoff.
Yeah.
So I think just as far as how that stuff goes, grade one is the lowest hamstring strain. Mm-hmm. So that is good news. And you don't want to push him back, especially the way he looked when he came back last year. I mean, he was running like Joe DiCamera, at least style-wise, for the first 2 months when he came back because he was worried about hurting the hamstring again. So you want full Trey, right? I mean, part of him hitting, he's got almost 30 infield hits this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so being fast has been a big part of his game. I think you want that back because I think it's also how you get the best at-bats out of him. But grade one is the best scenario we could have had. So that's good news.
And apparently Bohm has a cyst in his shoulder that has to get drained.
Oh, sounds fun.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Brandon Marshall also has the flu, so he is not in the lineup tonight. He is at the – so Rob Thompson said he's probably sleeping in the recovery room right now.
Wow.
Why not just stay home?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a gamer.
Yeah, he's just trying to be there.
Yeah, give him an IV. Get everybody else
let's
sick.
Let's not infect the rest of the team.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
If he has the flu, just stay home.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's all the injury stuff. Now, the other big news, Bryce Harper's hitting leadoff tonight.
Thank God.
So
been begging for this for 2 years.
So sometimes they do this with a struggling player because he gets more at-bats and, whatever. Like, sometimes you put him up at the top. But
nobody does that, Jack.
Well, they put Hoskins there. They put Harper there a couple years ago. Just sometimes teams do this.
They didn't put Stott there.
Wow. Yeah. America's leadoff.
Yeah.
By the way, the lineup's out. Listen to this. This crap.
Well, hold on. Before we do it.
Okay.
Harper hitting first and Schwarber hitting second is the right way to do it. It like they should. And by the way, when Trey Turner comes back, he should hit third. And
He
should hit third. I have been radicalized. We've got to get Spader on at some point.
He's not even texting me back, by the way. This is a huge moment for his brand.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So Ryan Spader, who does a lot of baseball stats.
Nerd stuff.
But basically what he has showed is that the third spot in the Phillies lineup over the last 3 years has had more times coming up to bat with nobody on base than any other spot in the lineup.
Wow.
Than any other spot in the lineup, by far. So, like, it does two.
I wonder Harper's RBIs are down.
Well, I mean, and especially, like, with Schwarber hitting ahead of him, who
he
is a home
deck.
Run.
Yeah.
So what it does is it gets Schwarber and Harper, the two most at-bats on the team, and it gets a guy who, by the way, Harper has not been. I haven't liked the Harper at-bats lately, but, like, forcing him to maybe see some more pitches and grind out some at-bats because that's his job, I think might be good for him. So I'm glad he's hitting leadoff. I'm glad Schwarber's hitting second.
Anyway, did you see the rivalry pack
back Saturday?
I saw it.
They won the first game with the rivalry back
did.
On.
Yeah.
Harper talked about, you know, the Trey injury and also hitting leadoff a little earlier. Here's what he had to say.
What does it mean to lose Trey for the however long it ends up being?
Yeah, it's tough. Anytime you lose one of your, you know, premier players, obviously it's you know, it's hard. You know, guys got to step up and, you know, keep playing the same ball that we're playing and continue to, you know, play our game. And you know, obviously it's a tough situation we're in, but just got to, you know, keep going.
You've talked in the past about you prefer hitting 2 through 4, but you're up at number one. How did that happen tonight, I guess?
Yeah, we just talked about it. You know, it's something, you know, we kind of all wanted to try, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
We all wanted to try it. See how it goes.
It, look, if it works, if he hits well, there is a chance they could keep this.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
See, I would put Trey 2 if they commit to it.
Yeah, so you still go lefty, righty, lefty.
Just split them up. Like, I'm worried about those two recently against lefties have not been as good as they were at the beginning of the season.
No, they look terrible.
And I'm worried about, like, the Brewers, who they can throw a lot of guys out there. So, you know, Schwarber third still in an RBI-producing situation, whatever. You mentioned about Harper and big moments recently, right?
Yeah.
So this is from John Stolness. His clutch, you can quantify clutch, I guess, with yep. baseball reference. So his second half in clutch situations, as, you know, by baseball reference, he's hit 174 with, like, a 250 on base percentage, a 533 OPS. He's striking out 27% of the time. Like, yesterday was it felt giveaway-y in a big moment.
It was a terrible at-bat.
Yeah.
And I asked Jack this earlier. If you were watching that game yesterday, that the Phillies had a chance to battle back and win in the top of the 9, and Harper came up in that position, nobody was confident Harper was getting a hit in that spot. Like, at the way that this year has gone, he has not only not come through in those spots, he has not looked competitive in those spots. Like, we have, JT has had, even when he struggled, JT has had some really good at-bats. This year, really good at bats. Bryson Stott, really good at bats. Brandon Marsh, really good at bats. Trey Turner, really good at bats. Bryce has not had good. By the way, Schwarber hasn't either over the last month or so. But something looks off with Bryce Harper to me. Like so think about Juan Soto, right? I know he's not Juan Soto.
Yeah.
But when you watch Juan Soto up there, he is dictating what the pitcher is doing. Soto is sitting there fouling pitches off till he gets the ball that he wants. Like, he feels like he is in control of that at bat. I haven't felt that way for Bryce in a while. And though, like, that at bat in the 9th, that ground out was like a give up ground out. It was that guy wanted to blow that game. That guy wasn't throwing strikes, wanted to blow the game. He needs to get back to being, if we are going to salute him as clutch Bryce and all these things, he just has to get back to being that guy. He doesn't have to have 1,000 OPS. He doesn't have to be, you know, he doesn't have to produce like Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge or anything like that. But in those situations, that's got to be his calling card. And he didn't look like that yesterday.
And that's what you hope in the postseason. He gets back to being what Bryce has done in the postseason. Like,
yeah.
It shows up when it matters. But the one thing I felt by watching him recently is, like, do we have to recalibrate what we think of Bryce from the standpoint of, you know, going from elite great player? Like, his stats are still really good. I mean, he's going to maybe end up 270 and 30 home runs, which is good. But, like, is he now just a really good player instead of an elite player?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, is that what has changed? Like, are our expectations for Bryce too much? He's not that guy anymore.
No. I don't believe so. I believe the expectations should be high and still remain high. And I need to see him go through a postseason where he doesn't deliver. I think it's been an up-and-down season from a physical standpoint for him. I don't know if he's ever felt comfortable this year. He's had moments where he's gone through, maybe a week or two where he looks good. But he certainly doesn't look like him, his normal self, up there at the plate, particularly in high leverage situations where you expect him to come up with a big hit. He has that reputation of being able to do that. Has not delivered, seemingly the past year in those moments. But when the lights are the brightest, there's not another player on this team I would rather have at the plate than Bryce Harper. I'll go down with him swinging before I believe that any one of those other guys are going to get a hit in a key situation. Now, he may not do it, but I'm just telling you, if I got to pick a guy I want out of the lineup to be there in that moment, it's going to be Bryce Harper.
And I hope he does. I hope he does.
We all do.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're losing faith.
I'm just a little worried. Worried about Bryce.
Now, in a week, if Bryce is hot,
yeah.
This whole conversation
will be totally different.
It will be pinned on me. It will be pinned on me. It is him saying it.
It's true.
I just want to be clear. This is going to get pinned on me.
Listen, there's no hidden agenda here.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for Bryce.
We know that.
As well, I am rooting.
But your confidence is shaken. Spike's been on that side.
Yeah, I know.
For a year.
Yeah.
He's been on that side already, so we understand that.
I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried. And then the lineup is, Harper, okay. Schwarber, JT, Kepler batting fourth, baby.
Woo.
We're back.
Okay.
Bader's batting fifth, Castellanos sixth, Stott, Sosa, Kemp.
Yeah.
Otto Kemp's back.
Respect Nola to go out there and win with this tonight.
Yeah, I do. $172 million.
Yeah.
Versus Nolan McLean.
Yeah.
Now, they're not hitting Nolan McLean. Take the under.
Yeah, there's no chance.
0% chance.
We got to hope the guy's just throwing the ball in the dirt the entire time. They can't hit him. There's no way. It's impossible. I'm sure they think they can't hit him. By the way, if they win, you know Castellanos is going to be the start of the game tonight. Somehow. Somehow he's the one that'll hit
him. I forgot
Nolan
he was still
McLean.
On the team.
Yeah.
So did Casty.
Yeah. Definitely. Rob Thompson forgot.
He hit a triple yesterday.
He did.
Angrily, did he celebrate? He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, what was that center fielder doing on that triple? That was the worst played ball I've ever seen. So we're okay, given the injuries. I am okay with split the series with the Mets.
Yes.
Hopefully. You're putting yourself in very good position. If you split the series with the Mets, you're 7 games up. You're 5 games up on the Dodgers. The biggest series you split here, then it's all about that Dodger series and taking care of business against bad teams.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah. And they got the right pitchers on the mound this series.
Yeah, well, they have. So we have Nola tonight.
I think it's all of them. I think it's
Noles,
Rangers,
Sanchez,
and Lizardo.
Lizardo.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Because I think this weekend is like Taiwan and Walker Buehler and
against the Royals.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch any of the game yesterday for obvious reasons. It's a football Sunday, but Saturday.
No excuses. We got Phil
Saturday.
Yeah, I watched a stupid game.
I like watching Lizardo Saturday. Man.
Yeah,
he looked good.
He looked good.
And
he did.
He dialed in.
They put him in some situations where I think they could have pulled him because I think they're trying to get a gauge as to whether or not in the postseason series.
How far can go, yeah.
Yeah, like do we want to pull him here? And he stepped up. Now it's the Marlins. Obviously not a good offensive team. But, yeah, there were some moments there that I think earlier in the season he unravels, and he did not.
And Joan Duran looks like
squeezed
he's
squeezed him again early, man.
No, well,
there must be something against him.
The inning he allowed runs, it was all the hits were like under 70 miles an hour. Like one guy hit one hard, but it was 4 straight hits, and it was not hard contact at all.
Well, and it makes me think, the way that the Phillies pitchers get squeezed, it makes me think, like, the umpires really don't like them.
Yeah, it has to be.
I think JT's a bad framer.
Really? Best catcher in baseball?
Well,
bad framer.
Yeah, I think.
But he can't throw anymore.
Well, I don't know what happened with him in this road trip, but, like, in Milwaukee he was brutal. Base running was brutal. Like, whatever. But JT takes a lot of pitches out of the strike zone. Like, rather than just sticking it and bringing it back, like, he lets a lot – he olays a lot of balls. Like, I don't think JT's not a very good framer at all. His benefit is calling pitches. But when it comes to, like, framing, he's not a good framer.
Well, then we're going to need that ABS system pretty quick.
Sure.
Next year?
Sure. Seems like it's happening.
215-592-9494. By the way, you can hear the Phils tonight, game one, or you can hear all the games on WIP, Phils versus Mets. Now, this says Feather in Phoenixville. Is this Heather or Feather?
Feather. It's my last name.
We were getting ready to kill Buzz.
Yeah, I was about to take it out on Buzz.
Not
right,
literally, just, you know,
yeah.
Crushing.
Well,
no,
never mind. Yeah.
Don't let him cross the
so
line.
So I am a first-time caller, and I will admit that I do know the spike rules, and I will not ask any stupid questions.
Oh, there we go.
Well, no one really knows the spike rules anymore.
Yeah. But it's get to the point. Don't ask us how we're doing, right? I forget exactly what the other thing is. Anyway, go ahead, Feather.
So I have to say, oftentimes I don't agree with these spikes, but in this instance, I do. Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Damn.
And it's okay.
It's
doesn't mean you hate Jalen.
He's more well-rounded. And the other thing is, the thing I took from this weekend is the Bills and the Ravens were more prepared than almost any other team in the league. And it's just Jalen still has his time to prove that he is better, or he could be better. But at this current moment, Josh Allen's the hands-down better quarterback. He's more well-rounded.
And it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't mean we don't love our guy. I do think... The one thing I specifically agree with you there, Feather, is that those teams last night did not look like they were playing the first game of the year. You know what I mean? Like those teams, they're not teams that play in the preseason. At least the offenses. You know, the offenses. Derrick Henry looked like he was. That guy's going to play until he's 40 doing that.
Nice fumble though, Derrick.
He did. Yep.
Some of us needed that.
He did, but he was still a bull last night.
He was.
Yeah. It just looked like the Eagles played a preseason game. And I think we're going to be fine. I think we're still Super Bowl contenders. But I do think if we go to the Super Bowl, I think we're facing either the Bills or the Ravens this year.
Yeah, that's a big consensus for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Green Bay getting Micah last week certainly thrust them up the ladder. To even if they were second beforehand, this makes them a stronger number two and potentially a number one.
It does feel a little bit in the NFC like the Eagles are in the situation LeBron was in the Eastern Conference for years, where the other conference is way better, and there's not as much for the Eagles to go through. And that's not to take any of these teams lightly.
You think so?
In the
see, NFC. I may look at the AFC like it's top heavy.
Well,
because everybody will pick those three, but nobody will pick any team outside of those three.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Feather, give us your favorite all-time daytime TV show.
So the best TV show when you're home, sick, like eating some chicken noodle soup, Price is Right.
See, that's a big
answer.
That's
a classic, yeah.
Price is Right is a great one. Yeah. Now, Price is Right was on what, like 10 a.m.? Something like that?
Yeah.
You know,
sounds about right.
Late
yeah.
morning, something yep. like that.
Sounds about right.
Favorite Price is Right game? I'm going Ooh, Plinko.
Yeah. See, it's hard for me to pick one because I like Plinko.
Yep.
What's the one with the yodeler?
Oh, yeah,
goes
yeah,
up
yeah,
and he
yeah,
has
yeah,
to
yeah,
fall
yeah.
over the mountain.
Yes, I forget.
I forget the name of that one, but I love
That's
that
one. That's a good
one,
too.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah, Plinko is the one where you drop the thing down and it goes into...
I want to get a Plinko board for when we're doing live broadcast somewhere so people can come up
like
and play
that.
Afternoon show Plinko.
I like that.
I would love an afternoon show Plinko.
Yeah.
Like, who's the fourth best team in the AFC? You have the.
It's hard to nail down who the fourth best team is.
So we're saying Chargers?
Are we saying the top three?
I think it will be the Chargers
this
year.
It's Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. Okay. I think they're the three.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, Chargers were good last year. The Texans did not look good this weekend.
Chargers over the Bengals and Broncos?
Yeah. Well, the Broncos, to be determined.
Yeah.
I think their defense is good. We'll see.
You know who I thought looked good yesterday was the Jags. Like, I'm not a huge Lawrence believer, but Liam Cohen did get Baker Mayfield to throw 41 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Liam Cohen was the offensive coordinator.
They weren't playing
at Tampa.
Carolina, though.
Yeah. But I thought Carolina might be friskier, though. A little. I'm a Bryce Youngsman.
Oh, all right.
You're the one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would have beat Jalen last year if Leggett could catch the ball.
215-592-9494.
He did lose it. Him losing to Zach Wilson and Bryce Young would be hilarious, given who he's beaten.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Jack issues an apology that is Eagles related. Ooh.
Yes. And the Eagles, one everyone's been waiting for.
The one everyone's been waiting for. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.